Earth changes. During this presentation, we have examined many facts about our planet and our past. We have looked at global climate change, we have heard about myths from all over the globe about a deluge or flood and how it destroyed civilization. We have seen the evidence for this catastrophe from agriculture, geology, and climatology. We have seen how civilization seemed to sharply regress after this deluge. We have also seen much evidence that high technology was in use in our prehistory. So what does all this mean for us today? Firstly, the Julian calendar that we use today is so inaccurate that we have to add an additional day every 4 years. The years that this happens we call a leap year. However, the ancient Mayan calendar is much more accurate than the Julian calendar we use today, as it is based on the sun. It would appear that the ancient Mayans had great knowledge about our sun and possessed highly advanced mathematical skills, which enabled them to develop an extremely accurate calendar. However, strangely, the Mayan calendar ends in 2012, which is very soon. The ancient Mayans of Central America tell us that there will be no need for a calendar after 2012. They tell us that this is because time will no longer exist in the way we know it today after 2012, and that it would make no sense to have a calendar after this date. In fact, from July 1999, the ancient Mayans said that we would enter a period of what they called no time. Now, Einstein told us that time only applies to matter and that it is relative. For example, if an astronaut takes a trip in a futuristic spaceship that can travel at the speed of light and moves away from our planet at the speed of light for perhaps 10 years, if that same astronaut then returns to the Earth at the same speed, he will arrive back at the planet after another 10 years. However, even though he has only been gone from the planet for 20 years of his time, back on Earth, 100 years or more may have passed. That astronaut will discover that his entire family died many years ago and that only his grandchildren are alive today. Generations will have passed in his absence, even though he has only been gone for 20 years of his time. So Einstein tells us that time is relative, and it is relative to the speed of light, and it is also relative to physical matter. I personally feel that there may well be something in what the ancient Mayans are telling us. Numerous people from all around the planet are now telling us that the vibratory rate of the planet is increasing, and that reality as we know it will also start to change. In other words, consciousness will start expanding. Now, when I say that the vibratory rate of the planet is increasing, what I mean is that if we look at reality as being like a number of octaves on a piano, then what we see, touch and feel, we could liken to the lowest notes of that piano. There are, however, some people whose senses, you might say, have a slightly wider bandwidth than most, and these people can perceive ghosts and other realities. We call these people clairvoyants or psychics, but they are simply people who can perceive more octaves of our metaphorical piano than most people are currently able to. Today, quantum physics tells us that occupying the physical space that we are in at this moment, we could actually have up to 12 different dimensions, all occupying that same physical space, but that they are at different frequencies or different vibratory rates, just like notes on a piano. And that is why we cannot normally perceive them with our normal physical senses. So if the vibratory rate of the planet and all its occupants is increasing, it would also mean that our perceptions of reality will also change. We will start to see things that in the past could only be seen by psychics. In other words, our awareness will expand greatly. Now, I don't expect the listener to believe that such a thing is really happening without providing some tangible evidence that this may actually be so. The Schumann resonance, which is the natural vibratory frequency of the Earth, which is currently around 7.83 cycles, is actually starting to increase. This Schumann resonance, which is a very low tone or subaudible frequency, is a frequency that can be measured using electronic instrumentation, and it has indeed been increasing over the past few years. The Earth's magnetic field is also decreasing, and this has been scientifically measured. The poles are also starting to drift, and this has been happening since the early 1980s. In fact, the poles have been drifting so much that many airports around the world have had to recalibrate their instruments to accommodate for this drift. Now, obviously, compass bearings are critically important for the landing and taking off of aircraft, and it is extremely important that navigational equipment is accurately calibrated. We also find that over the past few years, all over the world, many migratory species of birds and animals have been getting lost and ending up in completely the wrong locations. The reason for this is that migratory species of animals use the Earth's magnetic field to navigate. And due to the magnetic field of the Earth decreasing and the poles starting to wander, animals may think that they are going in a certain direction, but they are actually going in a completely different direction entirely. Whales and dolphins have been beached on the shores of many countries because they have been tricked by the Earth's shifting magnetic fields. Now, as the Earth's magnetic field continues to decrease in strength and the Schumann resonance starts to increase, it will have a very big effect on human consciousness. It has been shown scientifically that magnetic fields have an effect on consciousness. So if we decrease the magnetic field but increase the frequency or vibratory rate of that magnetic field, then human consciousness is altered. Personally, I feel that a great spiritual awakening may be starting to take place as these changes in our magnetic fields occurs. I also feel that we will also gain access to knowledge and wisdom not previously accessible to us as this starts to occur. However, like anything wonderful in life, there is always a price to be paid. And I believe for this to occur, for this true spiritual awakening and complete balancing of what is going on the planet to fully occur, all hell may break loose in the interim. Volcanoes, earthquakes and natural disasters are rising exponentially worldwide. This is a fact that cannot be ignored. Global systems are starting to break down. The economy is starting to erode. War and terrorism is escalating, and there is so much going on our planet. All of these difficulties were predicted for this specific time period in history by seers and prophets over the millennia. There are two modern-day seers or futurists that I feel are rather credible, since much of what they predict occurs exactly as they had predicted it would. These are Sean David Morton and Gordon Michael Scallion, who are both based in the United States. Now, each of these men at the beginning of each year give numbers of predictions for the forthcoming year. Both of these people are very accurate in their predictions. For instance, Sean David Morton runs his hands over maps in order to detect future seismic activity. As he does this, he picks up impressions from the maps and detects with great accuracy future earthquakes, the magnitudes and when they will occur. He is so good at this, he has managed on many occasions to not only pinpoint when and where an earthquake will occur, but the exact day, location, magnitude and extent of the damage that will be caused by the quake. Sean David Morton and Gordon Michael Scallion and numerous others are predicting a lot of problems ahead worldwide for mankind from now on. In fact, we're already in the middle of it. All we need to do is switch on the news on any day to see what's really happening. However, I feel that it is very important to mention that all these trials and tribulations that the world is experiencing actually offers every person great potential to grow spiritually. I feel that it is true to say that suffering or difficulty can enable human beings to grow more fully and evolve into more balanced, loving beings. So what we're actually looking at is a time period in history that in future years we will look back on as being the point at which humanity started to evolve into a more caring and peaceful society. In the Far East, we find the concept of karma that teaches us that every thought, word and deed we have in life has an effect on both ourselves and our environment. In other words, as human beings we attract to ourselves difficulty or pleasure depending on our own past actions. We actually mould the circumstances we find ourselves in as a result of our past actions. We are therefore fully responsible for all that happens to us. Likewise, we all have an immense power to create a wonderful future if only we make the effort. We mould our circumstances on a daily basis in thought, word, and deed. This law of karma tells us that we actually balance ourselves gradually over time to become a well-rounded, compassionate being. Of course, this does not take place in only a few months or years. It can actually take numerous lifetimes. However, we are now at a point in history where we can all grow very rapidly and usher in a wonderful future for our planet and our children. I believe we are truly privileged to be living at such an extraordinary time in human history. So I believe that everything that is happening on our planet right now is forcing humanity to evolve, and I believe that the sun and our planet and their natural cycles are also helping us to do exactly that.